Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what a joy it is to be able to have the Word of the living God before us, the Bible, and to know that God wants us to know Him and His Son Jesus and His ways, and He reveals Himself through His Word is just excited beyond belief. I know for me, I've learned so much about God, and there's so much more to know. When I read His Bible, study it, meditate upon it, every single day, having something in my life, in my soul that just acknowledges God and who He is. And He loves for us to do that. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we do love You. We thank You so much for life and breath. Lord, for the sustenance of life that You give us, we don't ever want to take it for granted. And Lord, that You've offered salvation through Your Son, Jesus, who died for our sins and was raised from the dead. Lord, and if we just believe in You, is what You'd say, we could have forgiveness of our sins and everlasting life with You. We look forward to that, Lord, but we also look forward to the time we share with You in Your Word in this world. Bless us today with Your Holy Spirit, we pray. Let Him guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing to You. That's our desire, Lord. We want to please You. We bless You, Lord. We give You thanks for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Raised the Third Day, taken from the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 40. Luke the physician wrote how two servants and a soldier of Cornelius went to Joppa to find Peter. After arriving at Simon's house where Peter was staying, they met Peter and convinced him to go see their master Cornelius. After entering Cornelius' house, Peter found many people gathered there. And Cornelius told people, "We all are here present before God to hear all things that are commanded you of God." And then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation that fears Him and works righteousness is accepted with Him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with Him. And we are witnesses of all things which He did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree." And in chapter 10 and verse 40 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter spoke of Jesus, saying, "Him God raised up the third day." Where we read, "Him God raised up the third day and showed Him openly." The verse begins, "Him God raised up the third day." Luke began with the words, "Him God raised up," which means Him, Jesus, God the Heavenly Father, aroused from the sleep of death, recalled to life, and resurrected the third day, or on the third day following His crucifixion. Luke shared how God the Heavenly Father resurrected Jesus from the dead 3 days after He died on the cross. The verse goes on to say, "and showed Him openly." Luke continued with the words, "and showed Him," which means and manifested, displayed, and exhibited Jesus openly, or in an apparent and unmistakable way. Luke shared how God the Heavenly Father manifestly displayed Jesus after He was raised from the dead. When we think through Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter referred to the resurrection of Jesus by the Heavenly Father after 3 days of being dead. The grave was unable to hold Jesus because He came to die for the sins of the world and to defeat the power of death. Though people thought to rid themselves of Jesus, He demonstrated the power of God, the Heavenly Father, to redeem mankind and bring them into relationship with Him. God loves people, and His good news, or gospel, of Jesus Christ is available to everyone who will yield their life to Him. God wants to forgive sins and grants eternal life to every person, and they, as they receive His forgiveness and everlasting life, when they surrender their lives to His Son Jesus, who defeated sin and death. Next time, Luke shares how Peter says, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.